freue mich riesig auf Gerald Anderson.
Danke, Johannes. Wow. Können wir die erste Folie haben? Just so I can be relaxed, I'm going to be speaking in English. Ich kann Deutsch, but it's just easier for me right now. Can we put up the website, the first one? There. I have put together a few quotes on relevance. And this is our website, Watershed Arts. But if you will write down that link, there are several quotes that are quite relevant about relevance. And they are on the website Auf Deutsch. It is great to be with you. And I have been given the opportunity and the honor to speak with you. I know that all of us have something to share. And so it is truly for me an honor to be asked to share with you. But especially on this theme, relevance. Oh my goodness. Relevance? I mean, this is the current hot topic. Relevance is being talked about by top leaders of development, communication, science. Relevance is the hot topic. Let's go to the next. And what I want to do today is talk about two different areas. I want to look at, is Christianity relevant? And then second, am I relevant? I know that there are so many things happening in the world that bring us to the topic relevant. This morning, I want you to come back with me. Let's come back to the foundation. So right before we begin, I want you to take a deep breath with me. Eins, zwei, drei. I want you to feel that and remember it. Because that is how we come back to the point of relevance. Definition. Significant, connected, on target. It means pertaining to someone's life, applicable to the matter at hand, current, right in the moment, having a true relationship to something or someone. What I want you to think about when we speak about relevance, significant, connected. I want you to think about relevance as being right here, current, in the moment. So I really want you to think about it. Look at the person next to you. You see, this is your current situation. It's near you, significant. Next. This is a quote from Marion Deegan, and while you're reading that, I want to point out a few ideas. To focus on relevance, we have to look at it in a singular light. We have to look only at relevance, not as a means to an end, but relevance as the goal. Therefore, we are not talking about finding the latest techniques to make money. We're not talking about how to sell more work. We're not talking about becoming famous. We're not even talking about changing the world. We're talking about relevance, significance. Take a breath with me again. It's that close. It's that intimate. Relevance, being significant, being connected, that is our focus. This is a longer quote on the website. Marion says this important idea, that we all know relevance because we know people who have chosen to matter more in our lives. the teacher who encouraged you, the neighbor who helped you out when you needed something. That is significance. That's significance. Is Christianity relevant? Let's go to the next. The core values of Christianity: love your neighbor, even those who seem like your enemy. The story of brokenness and restoration. The idea of righteousness. But really, that there's reward for doing what is right that is greater than money. Christianity's core value are pro the vulnerable in the society. Prayer and meditation. Humility. Servant leaders. These are the themes that people desire. These are the themes that are being promoted currently by leaders. The American Society of Psychology did a report a few years ago, and they found a list of human skills that promote health. Forgiveness. Learn to be thankful. Be intimate with people. All of the things on the list are promoted in the Bible. Christianity is so relevant. Now, you might be sitting there and thinking, okay, Gerald, wow, that's nice. We all know this. And that is a part of what I want to remind you this morning. You know this. Christianity, it is a treasure that people desire. The foundational core of Christianity, people really desire these things. But sometimes they might think the cost is a bit high. But it is truly what people desire. It is truly what is being promoted as transformational merchandise. It's great, huh? That's nice. So, okay, great, let's have a break. No. You're saying, wow, that's easy. But no, it's not. Because relevance does not exist in a vacuum. Next slide. Relevance exists between extremes. Ecclesiastes de Predica 7, 16 through 18 says this: do not be excessively righteous or excessively confident in your strict judgments, or you may end up being disappointed. Do not be excessively wicked or foolish, because you might die before your time. Now listen, it is best to take the one in one hand and the other in the other hand. And do not let go. The one who will follow God remains in the tension between the two. That is relevance. Let me bring it down to where we are today. We have refugees on this side, and we have people who are afraid of the change that the refugees will bring. It is easy to be pulled to either side. Wow. But relevance is somewhere in the tension between the two. Whew. Okay, yeah, right. Whoa, this is the calling of Christianity. Let me put it in a little bit different light. On this side of the stage is a pot. And in that pot is 100,000 euros. Okay? I'm going to need a volunteer. And you're going to walk from this side of the stage to that side of the stage to get 100,000 euros. Could I have a volunteer? Only three? Come on! You have to walk from this side of the stage to that side of the stage to win the prize. And we say, what? So, you volunteer, you come to the stage, And then I say, I want to now introduce the opposition force. And my volunteer is saying, what? You didn't mention an opposition force. Yes, but this is what makes it fun. We have 20 top professional sumo wrestlers from Japan. And here they are, lined up against you. Now, the first thought on your mind as a volunteer was 100,000 euros. When the opposition is introduced, what is the only thing on your mind? Mm-hmm. 20 sumo wrestlers. And maybe the first thing that you would say is, could we make it 1 million euros? 100,000 euros looked like a great prize when all you had to do was walk across the stage. Relevance is worth it. But it is costly. It is costly. It does not happen in a vacuum. Next slide. William Greeter was senior editor for Rolling Stones magazine. In 1997, he published a study that he had done on economics. And he called the book One World Ready or Not. And what William Greeter did, he was interested in this whole global economic development that was happening. And he had this question of, where is this going? And so he went around and he interviewed all of the top CEOs of global development. He interviewed all of the trend setters. And after interviewing all of these people, he was scared to death. Because he realized no one knew where it was going. What they had done is they had created a tsunami. And they were surfing the tsunami. They didn't know where it was going. They did not know what the end result would be. They just knew they wanted to be the first one there. Now, listen to this idea. At that time, people thought they were relevant. People thought these are the guys who know where it's going. Christianity challenges us to take a breath and not to be persuaded by the tsunami. Let's take a breath. The piece of music that we heard, it touches us. It brings us back to that place of intimacy, significance. We need these moments because the tsunami is happening around us. The pressure is pulling in two directions. In his book, One World Ready or Not, he describes what he believes is going to be a disaster. He says these men are not connected. They are not interested in the cultures. They are not intimately speaking with people. They are simply inspired by greed. And we are currently suffering from what much of what those trendsetters did. At the moment, they looked relevant, but their legacy is damage. This is a shortened quote that I would like to give you. Legacy is the accumulation of significance over time. Your legacy isn't what looks like it's happening right now. It is the totality of the moments of your life. Be significant. There's one other pressure or opposition idea that I want to touch on today, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. And that is, it is undeniable that Christians in history have done bad things. And it is undeniable that Christians today make bad decisions. And when we call ourselves Christians, we are identified with those decisions. And tomorrow I want to talk about ways that we have to deal with that. But I want to end reminding us of the foundation of Christianity. Jesus said, this is it. Love God, love one another. Next slide. It is easy for us to doubt that that is simply enough for significance. There are negative examples that challenge our trust in what is true north. Doubt is a great force that is against you. The tsunami of the world is outside, but that voice inside challenges your significance. Next. It is how we define these simple terms and live them that makes us significant or not. Love God. Love one another. Learn to define those things by discovering significant people in your life. There was a man named Saul, and he defined loving God in a very particular way. He was the jihadist of his day. In the name of God, in the name of love, define these terms in a breath with God. Not in high emotion, but in simple breath. I want to finish with an advertisement. Next slide. Have any of you seen The Big Short? So a movie over the banking crisis? The Big Short. It's a great film. And the basic idea of the film is these men who saw through the tsunami. I want to, as we end and have a... We'll have a music piece and then a break. I just want to recommend this film to you, The Big Short. I get 10% cut from everyone that sees the film. It's a well-made film, challenging the trends of the time, but it also describes so poignantly the opposition that comes when you stand against the trend. These men were not motivated by Christian core values, but they were motivated from righteousness. They wanted to see the banking industry be crushed. But I knew people during this time frame who were Christians in the banking industry. And I asked them, what is your response to what's going on? And they said, this is just the way it is. They were saying, get your surfboard, because this is just what life is about. Make as much money as you can. Follow the current trend. Jesus is other than that. And Jesus is who we have come to a point of agreeing with, that in him is significance, in him is life, in him is connection. I want you to take your feet and do that. That's the noise of opposition. Take a breath. And that is how we come back to relevance. Okay. The second half, I want to talk about, am I relevant. Let's have a music piece and then let's take 5 Minuten Pause und let's think about one person who is significant in your life. Okay, I will begin talking about my life in Oklahoma, and then people can begin hearing my voice, and they will want to move to Oklahoma. They're coming now because they've heard something special about Oklahoma. People are running to learn more about Oklahoma. This touches my heart so deeply. Okay. I want to begin with a simple prayer. Holy Spirit of the living God, you have been given to us to teach us. You come directly from the Father to us. Help us to remember to be quiet so we can hear your voice. And help us this morning to receive your words of life. Amen. When I think of the word relevance, it is easy for me to think about something out there. You know, I mean, relevance, that's a big word. And so I really appreciate coming together at Desrad because we can remember what significance is about. We can share our works with one another. But more than that, we are sharing our experiences with one another. And we are encouraging one another to keep going. This is a relevant time. And from here, our actions outside are inspired. Am I relevant? Am I significant? Am I connecting to others? Am I impacting others? Another way to say that is, do I matter? Huh? And the answer is, are others important to you? Wow. Isn't that nice? When we bring it down to the simplicity, am I relevant, significant? Are others significant to me? I want to tell you a story. Next slide. About Mr. B. Mr. B is a real friend of mine. This is the story of insignificant success. Mr. B is a retired professor of business from a large university in Europe. He was a successful businessman. He wrote many, many books. And I was sitting together with him at a bar, and he said these words to me. I used to be important, and now I have lost all of my significance. His goals in life and his evaluation of success was money, power, perceived importance, and everyone around him supported his view. He was sitting across the table from me at this bar, and he said, I used to laugh at people like you. I thought, well, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. B. He said, you were insignificant to me. You invest in nonsense. He really said this to me. You invest in people. You invest in experiences. And there is no value in them. And he said, but now I see it differently. He said, now you are rich and I am poor. This is a man who has invested his entire life in a particular system. He does not know how to develop relationships. He does not know how to have honest dialogues. He's arrogant, bigoted, and macho. He is sad, lonely, and insignificant. And he is my friend.
Und er ist mein Freund.
He is significant to me. There is a lot about his life that is ugly. But this broken man is significant to me because he's significant to God. But I really want us to grab this picture. He looked significant to the world for a long time. And now he says, I am no longer significant. The top voices of leadership and development in the world say relevance is important. They say relevance equals true significance. And they say, learn to matter more to others. To be relevant, they say, is to learn to serve. These are not Christians from what I can tell. Some might be, but all of them are not. But they are beginning to learn. We must learn to matter more to others. Next. Am I relevant? What I want to suggest to you is, so Christianity is not just relevant. It is relevance. Do you understand that difference? When you breathe in the very nature of Christ, you are walking in relevance. You know, we begin with this point of saying, is Christianity relevant? And everything that's being promoted says, this Jesus person is the embodiment of relevance. In the midst of the tsunami, in the midst of the storm, we have to keep the goal or true north in our focus. And the top leaders are saying, learn how to matter more. Am I significant? A great question then is, am I learning who Jesus is? I mean, really. Not in this outside evangelistic promotion idea, but right here. Am I learning to be like Jesus? It brings it back to the intimate point. Breathe with me again. When we breathe, I want you to think about the word remember. When you think about the communion, the Lord's Supper, what are the words that come to your mind? As often as you do this, remember me. It is coming back to the place of intimacy, significance. Everything that will go out there must begin here. Breathe in that life. Remember me. Next. We need the Jesus ears and the Jesus eyes. We have to learn to listen as he listened. And this is truly a skill. Being relevant is an art. We don't just wake up one day and we are relevant. We don't just wake up and we embody the life of Christ. It seems easy at the first glance, but everything is pushing in other directions. To get his ears and get his eyes requires time to breathe in that life. Do it often. Let's do it again. Let art inspire you back to that place. Let simple relationship inspire you back to that place. What goes out from you must begin here. And it must also begin here. At the end of people's lives, what do people care about? And this is also an important thing to remember. Because that's going on all around us. And we must remember the goal. Significance. He is significance. At the end of a life, people do not care about how much money they were able to accumulate. They are not concerned about the fame that they had. They are not concerned, next slide. They are not concerned about what they knew. Insignificance and broken relationships are the deepest regrets at the end of the journey. Insignificance and broken relationships are the deepest regrets at the end. Do you know that? Yeah. Do you remember it? When we are in the midst of the sound, it's difficult to remember. Significance is greater than intelligence. It is. Significance is greater. It's more important than intelligence. People really do not care how much you know. At the beginning, people might be interested, but I was sitting at a restaurant in southern Germany, and there was a man who was just going on and on and on and on and on. He was telling the other person how much he knew about the city we were in. He was talking about what he knew about history. At some point, his partner at the table, he said, "You know, when you talk like that, you just bore me out of my mind." And the man who had been speaking on and on and on, he said, "I know, many people say that. This is a real conversation I heard." And then he continued talking. People don't care how much you know. They care how what you know will impact their lives. That is the transition to significance. How what you know will impact their lives. Relevance equals relationship. When we are looking at an issue like the refugees and the powerful report that we heard and the pain that is there, it is easy to really get pulled in many directions. We must respond. But I really want to challenge us that response is relationship. True relevance is relationship. It takes time. You must think. And as we think, it is always good to come back to the place of saying, "What do you think?" Here I am. I am in the middle of two extremes. And I go to this side. When I come back here, I can say, "God, do you see these filthy people over here?" But I am looking for His significance in my life. Am I significant? It is a great place to say, "What do you think about this situation?" Because His heart is not only here, but it's here as well. That is too big for me. The tension is too great. But when I come back and I breathe in His life, I get at least the strength for the steps today. Relevance is relationship. It is here, and it is here. Next. 100,000 euros. Right there. The goal. In reality, the goal that Christianity offers us is significance. It is what we want. Many times when we pray, we're looking at the struggle that we're in. "God, I made a really bad mistake in my life. I chose to be two things, an artist and a Christian. Help. I love these things, but I'm having a difficult time surviving. Help. And so we pray, God, give me more work. God, open the doors of connections so that I can have my works displayed in more places. God, can you please help my fellow church members to understand that I'm not so weird? God, can you help my friends who are not Christians to understand that I'm not so weird? God, help me. In the end, the true, and I know it, the true prayer of all of our hearts is this. God, help me to be significant. Help me to have meaning in my life. If I'm dealing with the suffering that I'm dealing with, let it have meaning. Yes? It's what we want. Remember it. Yeah. Significance is the goal. His ways create relevance in our lives. Don't listen to the voices. I'll talk about this a little bit tomorrow. Don't listen to the voices that tell you that Christianity is something that it isn't. Listen to the voice of the one who is relevant. You become relevant through his ways. This is not Christian propaganda. This is real. We must choose to find time to hear. We must choose to remember what we want. It isn't easy, but it is valuable. It is the treasure of life. It is the treasure hidden in a field, and you have found the field. Keep digging. Learn his ways. Learn to be more significant. We are going to have a piece from Klausa, I think, yes? And then after, I want us to do just a brief little group idea. Before Klausa plays, let's breathe in once again. Klausa.
Das ist mir schrecklich unangenehm, weil innerhalb der letzten halben Stunde hat sich meine Ansicht zu dem Thema jetzt natürlich komplett geändert. Und also nehmt das Lied einfach als Negativbeispiel. So, darum geht es jetzt nicht, was mein Streben nach Relevanz angeht und so. Aber ich... Das war meine Theorie, bevor es heute Morgen losging. Wenn ich katholisch wäre.
Wenn ich katholisch wäre, wäre jetzt bestimmt bekannter. Und ein wenig relevanter.
Oh, all I can say is hallelujah. I love the fact that God has a great sense of humor. It was a great, that was the perfect song to transition. Oh. It is truly what I love about art, is it brings us back to this point of reality. It brings us back to tears, to laughing. It brings us back to thinking. It brings us back to not thinking at all. I want us to end this session in small groups. So we've got 15 minutes, and there are two directions that I want you to just share with each other. I asked you earlier to think about someone who is significant in your life. Now, I want to give you a few more seconds. I want you to think about someone who was significant or is significant, but might seem insignificant. Okay, do you understand what I mean? Someone that's not on the big stage. The quote from Marion Deegan said, "Remembered or not," she said, "significance is whether you are remembered or not, whether it is in a small town or on the world stage. Significance matters. It's here. It's the teacher." I want to give you one example in my life, real quick. I was in a touring company. We were in Birmingham, Alabama. I was staying with a family. The wife worked for the government. She was an important person. Her husband cleaned a big building. He was a janitor, insignificant. My director in the company told me, "This man is unimportant. He is insignificant." Listen, his name was Elias Gurabel. I remember it even now, because in a conversation with that man, he opened my heart and changed me. Significant, okay? So I want you to think about those people in your lives that might seem insignificant, but that are very significant. And point two, what are the pressures that you feel that keep you from thinking about the simplicity of relevance? Just find three or four people and share your significant person, and then I'll give you bong, 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 and we come back. Find three people. Bong. 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 Wow. Das ist wunderschön. Beziehungen, Gespräch. It's really, it's great to hear a buzz in the room. Relevance, significance. The scripture says, encourage one another to good works. So as we are here together and around, encourage one another to remember that you are significant. And then tomorrow we will talk about how our work can become significant. All right? Okay. All right. Woo!
Vielen Dank, Gerald.